Good morning. Today's daf and tanis Yud Daled. We're almost at the end of the first parak of the Masechta. We got all the way to the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, but we're going to take a step backwards. We're going to go back to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're going to start this discussion. This discussion that we're about to begin starts all the way back on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to be entertaining the following question. Individual is going to be fasting, so there's going to be an addition to a Shmona Esrei. It's where we call it Anenu. Question becomes, where is he going to insert it? Where's that addition going to go? So if for all of us who remember our most recent tzom, our most recent fast day, so you know that when the Shliach Tzibur is davening, so he adds an extra bracha into a Shmona Esrei. It's called Anenu. As individuals, so what do we do? So do we add it in, do we also add an additional bracha? Or do we include it in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah? Well, hopefully you remember the answer. We do it all the time, but the Gemara over here is discussing this very issue. So we're going to go back and we're going to start with the Gemara asking this question. The Gemara gets a little bit involved because the proofs over here are a little bit involved. But meanwhile, the question is really straightforward. What does an individual do? Tzlusa de Tanisa. So this is Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and this is halfway down. So the last two words in the line. So the Gemara says that that Shmona Esrei for a Tanis. Hecha Madkarina. So where do we mention and where do we include a reference to the fact that it is a fast day? So Adabre Rav Yehudla Rav Yitzchak Barei V'Darash. So two Amoraim are walking together and they darshan Yachid Shekiba Lav Tanis Mispal Shal Tanis. So when an individual accepts upon himself the fast, so he's going to be including that now in Ishmona Esrei. V'Hechan Omra. Now where does he include it? So Ben Gol Rofe. So they say that it's going to be between the Brach of Geula and the Brach of Refuah. Brach of Geula is seventh Brach of Shmona Esrei, Refuah is the eighth. And so therefore what you're going to do is you're going to actually add a bracha into your Shmona Esrei. So, and that would mean even an individual. So, Maskevla Rav Yitzchak. So, Rav Yitzchak catches wind of this conversation, and he says, V'chi yachid kovei bracha la'atzma. That's not what an individual does. An individual does not add a bracha. I mentioned yesterday, I'll repeat again today. A little bit difficult to understand why that should be, meaning that for the Sheikh Sibra, who's going to be doing his Chazar Sashas, he is repeating an entire, not repeating, he's adding an entire bracha into a Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara over here says, like as a point of fact, no, an individual cannot do that. So I don't fully understand what is behind that question, but the Gemara assumes that there's no way you could do that. So Alam Rav Yitzchak b'shomei tefillah, v'chenam Rav Shesh b'shomei tefillah. So he says that you're just simply going to include it in the bracha of shomei tefillah, and Rav Shesh says the same thing as well. Okay, so right now what we have is that for an individual, for a yachid who accepts upon himself a fast, so there is going to be a reference to the fact that he's fasting in Shmona Esrei, and the Amoraim are debating exactly what should be done for this individual while he's davening his own private Shmona Esrei. And so the most recent of the Amoraim say, you're not adding a bracha to Shmona Esrei for the Tilas Yachid, but rather what you're doing is you're just simply adding a reference they mention in the paragraph of Shomei Tefillah. And again, that's of course what we do. But the Gemara now is going to do from here until Yud Aleph Amud Aleph into our daf today, is the Gemara is going to litigate this very point. So Meitzvah. So the Gemara now is going to challenge. Ein ben yachlit zibra lesha zemispal shmona esrei v'zemispal chasrei. So the Brice over here is going to go over the difference between a yachid versus a tzibur. Yachid davens 18 brachas and the tzibur davens 19 brachas. Now, we are going to assume over here in this brisa that we're working with the old Shmona Esrei, the original Shmona Esrei, that had 18 brachas. We're going to learn together in Masechta Megillah that there was a 19th bracha that was added to Shmona Esrei that came historically later. We'll talk about that in Masechta Megillah. But right now we're assuming that Shmona Esrei is exactly that. It's 18 brachas. And then this brisa says an individual is going to be davening a Shmona Esrei of 18 brachas, but a tzibur is going to be davening 19. Now, the terms of the braisa are yachid and tzibur. Simple question. What does that mean? My yachid and my tzibur. Lema yachid ma'amish v'tzibur sheikh tzibur. So do you want to interpret the words yachid and tzibur in terms of who is davening, an individual versus a sheikh tzibur? So hani chasra yasin varbahavo. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If we're talking about the shliach tzibur, so he's not saying 19 brachas, he's saying 24. Now, we haven't learned this yet, meaning in our Masechta, in the upcoming parak, we're going to learn together that during these public fast days, so what's going to be happening is that there are going to be an additional 6 brachas that are included in Shmona Esrei. So that's 18 plus 6, that's 24. Again, in our parak, in our first parak, we haven't made reference to this yet, but it's coming up in the second parak. So the Gemara says that if you're assuming Tzibur over here means Shliach Tzibur, well, that can't be. A Shliach Tzibur is not going to be saying 19 brachas Shmona Esrei. He'll be saying a 24 brachas Shmona Esrei. El alav hachi kamar. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's the pshat that we're going to say now. Ein ben yachid to keep all of tanis yachid. Li yachid to keep all of tanis yibar. Lo shezem mispalal shman esrei. Vizem mispalal chasrei. So shema mina yachid kover brachal atzmo. So now our new pshat in the Braisa is that when we say yachid and sibor, we're talking about an individual and in his own personal shman esrei. And we're just simply making a distinction between the type of tanis that he accepted upon himself. If he accepted a tanis yachid, which is a quote unquote lighter tanis, so then it would only be a 18 bracha shmon esrei. But if he accepts upon himself a tanis sibor, meaning the sug, the category of tanis that he accepts upon himself is a tanis sibor type fast day, which is not only going to mean fasting, but also 24 hours, also 5 inuyim. In other words, a more intense fast day that he accepts upon himself, but still as an individual. So now as an individual, what we're saying is that his shmon esrei now is going to be made up of 19 brachas. Okay, so what we just learned together is that even an individual is going to be saying 19 brachas, i.e. he adds a bracha. Now remember, Rav Yitzchak said, no way, individual is not going to be adding a bracha. That's untenable. And meanwhile, we're learning a braisa, and it sounds like the correct pshat in the braisa is that, no, it's possible. It's possible that an individual will be saying, it will be adding an additional bracha. Okay, lo. So the Gemara deflects, and the Gemara says, la'olam eim lecha shlech zibor. So the Gemara says, no, we are actually talking about shlech zibor. We're going to go back to what we presented originally, that this yachid versus zibor is not talking about an individual and just types of taneos, but rather it's talking about yachid versus zibor like we originally presented. The problem was, is that it's zibor saying 24, not 19. So the Gemara says, but what we're going to suggest now is that really, even as it's Sibor, even as a Sheikh Sibor, remember there are three rounds of fasting. One round of three, a second round of three, a third round of seven. Now again, don't get confused because I know earlier in our Masechta, we talked about even an earlier round, but that was individuals. That's not a Tanit Sibor. In terms of Tanit Sibor, it's three. Round one, which is three, round two, which is three, and round three, which is seven. Okay. And what the Gemara now is proposing, is that for round number one, it's not super intense as of yet. Therefore, even the Shlech Sibor is not going to be saying the full complement of 24 brachas. That's what the Gemara is proposing. The Gemara says, are you sure about that? V'lovaha ein ben ketani. The Gemara says, okay. But let me introduce you to a brisa. The brisa says, "Ein bein gimel rishon se gimel imsar se l'shebe elu mutar basias malacha over ela asurin basias malacha." What's the striking difference between round one and round two? In round one, you're allowed to work. In round two, you're not allowed to work. Now, the brisa says that's the only difference between the two. V'achavdal zevezeh shavin, which would implicate that as far as the shmona esrei, they're the same. Now we know for round two it's 24. So for round two, it's 24. For round one, it's also 24. Okay. So that means that our original proposal, not our original, but our most recent proposal seems to be off the table. Okay. That's where it stands right now. The Gemara is going to try to defend. So the Gemara says, Tana v'shayir. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the Braisa is not going over all the differences. Maybe there are other differences. The Braisa is just highlighting. But maybe there are other differences. The Gemara says, my shayir da hashayir. So the Gemara says, that's really difficult because can you tell me what the other differences are? In other words, if there's only one thing left out, that's not an exclusion. There has to be other things that are left out. Can you name them? That's number one. Number two, v'su ha'ein bein ketani. Additional to that, the Braisa says, these are the only differences, ein bein. The only difference between this and this is X. In this case, asiyas malacha. Sounds like that's it. Sounds like there's no other differences. So, ela tani b'yisur kamari b'tfilas lo kamari. So the Gemara says, well, here's what we could suggest. That even though the Braisa does say the word Ein Bein, and even though nothing else was left out, but the Braisa was only covering a certain area of the fast days. Notably, Isurim. Meaning, what are the differences vis-a-vis Isur between round one and round two? The Braisa just happened not to have been covering Tfilos at all. Meaning, maybe there is a difference between round one and round two in terms of Tfilos. The Braisa doesn't mention it. The Braisa is only discussing the issue of Isser, not Tefillah. That's one possibility. Okay, so if that's true, if that's correct, that's right now on the table. So that means then that for the first round of public fast days, so the Shmon Esrei is going to be not 24. So if it's not 24, so now let's say it's 19. Okay, fine. So now we have it that the Sebor that we mentioned previously is talking about a town in Sebor, and it mentions 19. That's talking about the Shlich Sebor. But the individual will be davening 18, and that means that we are going to defend the original proposal of it was Rav Yitzchak, it was Rav Sheshes, that for an individual you don't add a bracha for Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, "Ibai seema bem says nami lo masri chavdala." So the Gemara says, or maybe the following. Another suggestion, and again, all this is going to be defending Rav Sheshes and Rav Yitzchak. Really, in round two, you're not making the special 24 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. How do I know that we're not doing that for round two? So the Gemara, let me restate the question. A statement. If this is in fact so, so then we don't have to bend ourselves and contort ourselves on the previous brisa. Meaning the previous brisa said that there's no difference between round one and round two. And the Gemara says, what about the tefillos? Now what's on the table for proposal is that for tefillos, they're going to be the same. But we don't start the 24 brachos Shemoneh Esrei until round three. That's right now what the Gemara is proposing. So the Gemara says, are you right about that? V'lo v'atanya. So the Gemara says, you know the difference between round two and round three? On round three, we close the stores. In round three, we're masriya. We cry out. I'm going to explain that better later today. But that's it. In other words, that's the only differences. So the halachol divrei zev is a shavim, which means that in all other areas, they're going to be the same. V'chitem achanami tana v'shayar v'ha'in ben kitani. So the Gemara says, now what are you going to tell me? Maybe the Braisa is only highlighting differences, but it's not exhaustive. The Gemara says, of course it's exhaustive, because it says Ein Bein. V'tizbara Ein Bein Davka v'hashayar teva. So the Gemara says, now, you're telling me it's exhaustive. I know it's not exhaustive. How do I know that? Because we have something called teva. Again, something we haven't learned yet together, but we're going to learn in the upcoming perek that in round three, you're going to take the aron, you're bringing it out of shul, you're going to bring it right into the street. Meaning we are so desperate right now, we're in such a panic, so what the allowance is given to us is that we take the aron out of the shul. Okay, now you didn't see that in the braisa, meaning, and that's a striking difference between round two and round three. In round two, we don't take out the teva. In round three, we do take out the teva. So the Gemara says, don't get caught up in the teva. Imishum teva lav shiurahu. So the Gemara says, no, that's not considered an exclusion. Why? Because mila d'tzina katani, mila d'vefarhesi lo katani. Because the Braisa is only talking about the things that we do in shul. So the tefillah, that's done in shul. Even hasra'a, right, the crying out, that's also done in shul. Teva, that's something that's done outside of the shul. So the fact that the Braisa is not referencing it is because the Braisa is only talking about things that are done in shul. Amar avashi masisa nami deka. Fine. And so where we stand right now is that we are left to conclude that the special 24 brachos Shemoneh Esrei said certainly during the third round, from the most recent brisa that we learned, also seemingly during the second round as well. So then, presumably, it's also going to go with the first round as well. The problem with us saying that it goes on the first round is that it upsets our defense of Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes, because Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes wanted to say that first brisa that we learned this morning, the brisa of 18 versus 19, is talking about 18 for an individual, 19 for a shliach sibor. Yeah, which shliach sibor is doing 19? Meaning in round three, it's 24. In round two, it's 24. And what seems to be is that round one, it's also 24. Okay, because of the Ein Beins. So the Gemara, again, the Gemara did have a defense for Rav Sheshes and Rav Yitzchak, but right now we are certainly saying that for round three and for round two, the Shemoneh Esrei is going to be made up of 24. Amar Avashi Dekanami Diktani. This idea is, if you read the Mishnah carefully and critically, you're going to arrive at this conclusion. How so? So Ma Eli Yisera Sal Rishonos, El Shebe Eli Masriyan, V'nol Nesach Chaniyos. So because our Mishnah said, meaning go back to the Mishnah that we did a couple days ago on Daf Yud Beis, so the Mishnah says, how are these, meaning round three, going to be different than these, meaning round two? In round three, we close the stores. In round three, we cry out. Now the Gemara is reading critically. So that means that in all other areas, they're going to be equal. And specifically, the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei is going to be equal between rounds two and round three. They're both going to be made up of the Shemoneh Esrei of 24. So the Gemara says, and what do you want to tell me? the Mishnah is only highlighting differences. The Mishnah is not giving us an exhaustive list. V'ham ma'elu ketani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but again, I'm carefully reading the Mishnah. Ma'elu, these, just these. So in other words, the Mishnah is giving us an exhaustive list. So v'tizbra ma'elu dafka v'ha hu v'ha shayir le'teva. Again, the Gemara tries to point out that there are differences that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, notably taking the Aron out of the shul. The Gemara says, yim yishim teva lav shiurahu. Well, we already know what the Gemara is going to say. The teva is totally a separate category. But over here, the Gemara says, do you know why categorically it's different? Because we haven't even mentioned it yet. Meaning the Mishnah is here in the first parak, which we just wrapped up, so didn't even mention teva yet. So it's not fair for us to expect the Mishnah to be talking about teva or even referencing teva if we haven't even formally introduced it yet. So the Gemara says, oh, really? Okay, so if we haven't introduced the idea yet, so we could basically say that our Mishnah is not referencing it. So you know what? Now I can say the same thing about the Shemoneh Esrei of 24. So diktani labi idach pirka, because we haven't learned about the 24 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. That's only going to be introduced in the second parak. So when our Mishnahs in the first parak are talking about Ein Bein, you know the only differences are, it could be that it's just not talking about the special Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because we haven't formally learned about it yet. It hasn't been introduced yet. Okay, fine. So that is a mouthful. That was a really long back and forth. Where we stand right now is that according to Rav Sheshes and other Amorayim, so when an individual takes upon himself a fast day and he's going to be davening Shemoneh Esrei, so he's going to be adding Anenu, but not as a separate bracha, but rather Anenu is going to be including Shomei Tefillah. And again, what we just went through is a brisa and a series of other brises and mishnayos as well that seem to disprove that position, and the Gemara has so far defended Rav Sheshes. Okay? My Havi Allah. But the Gemara says, okay, but when all said and done, can we arrive at a conclusion, please? So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar, Sasar Tai, V'chein Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Bengola Rofe. Okay, so the Gemara quotes Amarayim that say that you actually add it as a bracha in your Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Ashi Amar Mishmei Rav Yana Berei Rav Yishma B'Shomei Tefillah. And he says, no. That what you're going to do is that you're going to include it in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. It's great. This is standard practice of the Gemara. The Gemara says, can we arrive at a conclusion? And the Gemara just simply resets it as, you know, it's a machlokas amarayim. Okay, but v'hilchasa, but then the Gemara does conclude b'Shomei Tefillah, that for an individual davening a Shemoneh Esrei on a fast day, so he's not adding a bracha, but rather Shomei Tefillah is including it in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. That's the Gemara's conclusion. That's the halacha. We continue. Tenichada. Halfway down in Yudala Medalef, right after the two dots. In one brisa we learned, Ubers Menekos Mesanus Berishonus Ve'en Mesanus Bachronus. Women who are pregnant, women who are nursing. So obviously they are in a more fragile state. Obviously, for them to fast would be difficult. If there's any kind of pikuach nefesh, if there's any kind of risk at life, obviously there's not even a discussion to be had. We're talking about where it's just that they're more delicate, they're more fragile. And so what's our expectation vis-a-vis these public fast days? So the Gemara is going to be quoting three successive brisas in terms of whether or not they should fast, and the brisas do not seem to be in agreement. So I'm going to reread. Tini chada, we learned in one brisa. Ubers menekos masanos b'rishonos v'im masanos b'achronos. So they'll fast in the first series, but not in the last series. Now remember, this is all confusing because there are a total of three series. So when we talk about first and we talk about last, so which ones are we talking about? Are we talking about one versus two? Are we talking about two versus three? Are we talking about one versus three? So basically, hopefully what I've done is I've hinted to you the resolution to all three of these brises, but we haven't seen all three yet. Let's go through two more. V'tan yidach and another brise, mesanus b'achronus v'en mesanus b'rishonos. And another brisa says that they'll fast for the last, but not for the first. V'tanya idach ein mesanus lo b'rishonos v'lo b'achronos. And then the third brisa that tells us they don't fast on the first and they don't fast on the last. So Am Rav Ashi nikit emtzei b'adecha dimitartzon kulo. So Rav Ashi says, so I'm going to give you the solution to this problem, and it's going to solve for all brises. And that is as follows. Let's go over the solution, and then we'll go back and we'll see it all in the brises. The solution is as follows. Round one, women who are pregnant, women who are nursing are not fasting. Round two, they are fasting. Round three, they are not fasting. Now, why that should be, in a moment I'm gonna present. But that's the solution. Once you know the solution, you go back and you read every brisa reads beautifully. Right? The brisa that says that they are not fasting on the earlier, but they are fasting on the later, that's 1 verse 2. The brisa that says the opposite, that's 2 verse 3. The brisa that says that they're not fasting on the first and the last, that's 1 and 3. Okay, I did that quickly. Anyway, but you go over it again, and you'll see that that we now have solved for all three brises. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now the Svara. What's the Svara? So the Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi over here says, and I'm going to paraphrase Rashi. For round number one, it's not yet intense. Okay, so we're not going to ask the women who are nursing and pregnant to fast. For round number two, intensification. So now, assuming that they can, we're going to ask the women who are nursing and pregnant to fast during round number two. What about round number three? So Rashi says that's 7 fast days. Round number three, 7 fast days. That's a lot. Too much to ask for from pregnant and nursing women. Despite the fact that right now, obviously, it's intensifying. But on the other hand, they are nursing or they are pregnant. And so therefore, that's too much to ask of them. So therefore, we don't ask for them to participate in round number three. That's the Svara behind the Gemara. According to Rashi. Okay. Now, we're at round three, and in round three, we close the stores. So, and we do something called Hasra. Now, in the Mishnah, when we read it, so I probably vacillated between it's the blowing of the shofar, it's crying out to God. So why did I vacillate? Probably because I didn't know the right shot. But right now, so what we're going to be discussing in today's daf, is that the Amoraim are going to be deliberating exactly what the word Masrin means. Normally, the word Masrin is a derivative of the word Trua. Generally speaking, we associate Trua with Shofar. But as we're going to see now in the Gemara, the Amoraim are going to debate, what does it mean in this context? So, B'mai Masrin. So what does that mean, Masrin? Rav Yehuda Amar B'Shofros. So Rav Yehuda says, we're going to blow Shofar. Now, I'm not going to delve into this, but I'll make mention. The word Shofar in fast days is a little bit inconsistent. Remember back in Rosh Hashanah? So we made a very clear distinction between Rosh Hashanah versus a fast day, right? This was the fourth parak? It was the fourth parak. So around Chaf Zayin. Okay. Anyway, sorry. We made a really clear distinction between Rosh Hashanah and a fast day. On Rosh Hashanah, there you blow shofar. On a fast day, there you blow chatzotzros. So the fact that our Gemara over here is focusing on shofar as opposed to chatzotzos, so that does require more analysis. It requires to dive deeper into the Gemara over here. I'm just referencing it. I'm acknowledging the fact that that's a little bit difficult. Also, when we're talking about the shofar, what exactly are we describing over here by shofar? So most probably we're talking about the blowing of the shofar during Shmona Esrei. Now, I know we talked about that at length in Rosh Hashanah, in terms of the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah and doing it during Mosaf, right? That was our big discussion there. So over here, presumably, we're taught, and Rashi is going to say it. So presumably, with the blowing of the shofar is done during your Shmona Esrei. When during your Shmona Esrei? So presumably, during the 6 additional brachas that we're saying in the Shmona Esrei on a public fast day, certainly in round 3, as we learned earlier this morning, also round 2, probably not round 1, but there are 6 additional brachas in your Shmona Esrei, and so the shofar made reference to over here is probably going to be blown during these 6 additional brachas. Okay, stay tuned. Anyway, good. All right, so according to one opinion, the word Masrin of the Mishnah means shofar. Rav Yehuda Bered, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav, Amar Be'anenu. And he says, no, that what the word Hasra, Masrin in our Mishnah means is that for round 3, what we're going to do is that we're going to say Anenu. Now, anenu over here means what? So Rashi says basically slichos. Okay? We are used to saying slichos, right? Our minhag is that we say slichos on every fast day. We say slichos aseres yemei tshuva. We say slichos before Rosh Hashanah, varying minhagim versus Ashkenazim versus Sephardim. How many days prior to Rosh Hashanah? But anyway, we're familiar with slichos. The Gemara over here says anenu. Anenu is code for slichos. Rashi writes over here that Anenu is a reference to Anenu Avinu Anenu, Anenu Loke Avraham Anenu, Anenu Loke Yitzchak Anenu, etc., etc. Meaning that paragraph of Slichos, meaning our Nusach of Slichos, sorry, I don't know your Nusach, That's partially true, right? I ran Sephardic Minyan.
No, it's actually, it's a, you have a lot of...
Right, right. No, no, I understand. Right, no, no, I know a little bit your nusach. Anyway, so the, but the, anyway, point over here is that Aninu is a reference to Slichos. Okay, now, at this point in time, what does it sound like? It sounds like, at face value, the Amoraim are debating what the word Masrian means. That for round three of the fast days, so we're introducing Masrian, and what does that mean? So either it means Shofar, or it means Slichos. That's right now what we're proposing. So, Kasa Kadachaman Damra Beninu Lamra Bishofer Zaman Damra Bishofer Zamra Beninu. And right now the Gemara is telegraphing its punch. The two positions are exclusive of one another. Vatanya, the Gemara says, yeah, but that's really difficult because, let's learn a Brisa together. Ain Pochos in me, Shevetanios al Tzibor, Sheba Yurches Hasraos, Vesimla Davi Yericho. So, there is going to be seven fast days on the Tzibor, meaning we're at round three, in which they're going to be 18 Hasra'os. Now, 18 Hasra'os, so let's assume right now, we don't have to assume. The Braisa is talking about Shofar. It's talking about blowing on the Shofar. How do we get to the number 18? So good. So go back to what I said moments earlier. Meaning because there are six additional brachas on that Shmona Esrei. For each one, you're going to be doing a Tshuah. Remember, a Tshuah is always going to be flanked by a Tki on both sides. So that means that for each bracha, you're going to be doing three times six, 18. Now, there are other ways to say over the Braisa. You can see the Gaon has a slightly different reading of the Braisa. But right now, the way I presented it, it's what we have as our Nusach. I just offered a really simple pshat. We continue. Anyway, the Braisa concludes by, and remember Yericho. And remember Yericho. What does that mean, and remember Yericho? The Gemara makes the obvious comment. V'Yericho Shofar Zava. V'Tiyuftel Aman Da'amra Ba'aneinu. Now, Yericho is, of course, our siege against Yericho was highlighted with the blowing of Shofar. Ah. So clearly the Braisa here is talking about Shofar. Okay, there's no other way to read the Braisa. For the last series of fast days, for the seven fast days, what we're introducing over here is Shofar. It's a Braisa. So the Gemara says, Ela b'shofar stikule amalo pliga dekarile. So the Gemara says, dekarile hasra. So the Gemara says, okay. So you know what? There's no debate. Certainly, in these last seven, you're blowing Shofar. And that's included in the word Hasra. That's a non-starter. It's not open for debate. Gemara says, fine. Ki pligi ba'aneinu. But what is open for debate, and it actually is debate amongst the Amarim, is do we also say aneinu? So Amar Savra kari le Hasra, Amar Savra lo kari le Hasra, Lamanda amra ba'aneinu kol shekein b'shofar, Lamanda amra b'shofar, Savra ba'aneinu lo. And so here's the machlokas. We know Masrin means Shofar. Does it also include Aneinu? So one position is that no, it's just Shofar, meaning and that would be the opinion of Rav Yehuda. And meanwhile, Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel, in the name of Rav, says no, it also includes Aneinu. Meaning, yes, I agree with you that we blow Shofar, but also we include Aneinu as well. Okay, V'hatanya. So what do we have right now? So we have that for the last series of fast days, you're for sure blowing Shofar, and debatable in terms of whether or not we're also adding Aneinu as well. V'hatanya. The Gemara says, okay, but consider now the following braisa, which is Ushar kol minei peranios and misrakshos, other calamities, kigon, chichuch. Let's say that there's some sort of rash that's spreading. Or chagav zvuv v'sira v'yitush v'shiluch nechashim v'akravim. Or dangerous animals that basically are coming and swarming and threatening threatening our produce. Or us, either way. So lo hayu masrin elat soakin. So there we would not do this. We would not do the form of petitioning called masrin, but we would be tzoik. Okay. Now midatzaka bepeh hasra b'shofros. So the Gemara says, okay. So clearly, what just happened over here in the Braisa is that tzaka obviously is vocals, obviously, and that's a given. And so now contrast that in the Braisa with masrin. Meaning the Braisa says that we wouldn't be doing Masri'in, but we would be doing Tza'aka. So you know what it sounds like from the Braisa. It sounds pretty clear in the Braisa that the word Masri'in is exclusive to Shofar. Okay. So you try to tell me, just minutes earlier, that we have a machlokus, whether Masri'in is Shofar and Aneinu, or it's just Shofar. I don't know, we just read a Braisa together, and the Braisa is pretty clear that the word Masri'in is just talking about Shofar. So the Gemara says, Tanahi. So the Gemara says, okay, I hear you, but what I'm also going to point out is that you don't know all the Tana-Idic literature on this. Other Tanaim disagree. So Detanya, the Gemara says, I'll quote you a Brisa, Alelo Masrim B'Shabbos. On the following, we are going to call out on Shabbos. Now, I know I read the word Masrin, and I know that I just defined it as calling out. You'll see in a moment why I did that. So Al Irshi Kufu Gaius, let's say a city is sieged, Onahar, or let's say the city is about to be swallowed by some sort of surge, Al Svinam Terefes Bayam, or the boat is being torn in the ocean. So on these things, Masri'in B'Shabbos. We call out on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lazar, V'lo Latzaka. Rabbi Yossi has a shita, which quite frankly is a little bit difficult to understand. And he says that if it's Shabbos, don't cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can call for help from other people, but don't cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Rashi over here says what? don't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So within the sheet of Rav Yossi, our focus over here is not the sheet of Rav Yossi in terms of the flow of the Gemara, but as long as we're learning it, so I'll just share with you Rashi. Rashi says, look, you know you're not allowed to make bakashas on Shabbos, right? We all know that, right? On Shabbos, in fact, we ripped out the 13 central brachas of Shemona Esrei, which are all bakashas, and we replaced it with Kedushas Hayom. Okay, you don't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. I know. Right, in shul and certain times in shul we kind of do, but kind of. Let's deal with it fundamentally. Fundamentally, Bakashas is not appropriate for Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time where we start making our request demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over here in these circumstances that we just laid out, Rav Yossi is of the position that look right now, right? We don't know if our tefillos are going to be answered, and it's Shabbos. You know what? And right now is not a good time for bakasha. Calling out for help, that's totally appropriate. Meaning right now, some people's lives are in jeopardy. But right now, it's not a time for bakasha. Okay, that's a really interesting shita. Okay, but again, that's not our focus. Our focus is on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that these are the things that I'm masriya on Shabbos. Now, b'mai. Now, we're talking about Shabbos over here. So, ilem b'shofar shofar b'shabbos mishare. We're not blowing shofar on Shabbos. Right. Remember back in Rosh Hashanah, right? The Chachamim didn't even allow us to do the mitzvah of shofar because it's Shabbos. Okay. Although admittedly that's for a different reason. Right. Shema Yavirana Dalamas Brishos Rab. I'm going to carry it. Anyway, but we could say it simply. You're not blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So Alalav Ba'aneinu V'Kari Le'Hasra Shmamina. So this brisa that we just learned together clearly is of the opinion that included in the definition of Masrin is also Aneinu. I mean Tefillah. Tefillah is included in that. Okay, so what we just learned together is that the Tanaim do in fact argue in terms of whether or not Masriyan could also mean Tefillah. The Amoraim argue this point, and now the Tanaim argue this point as well. Okay, Adkan. Tefillah and Tefillah being Slichos. Correct, absolutely correct. All right, we continue. B'shnei de Rav Yehuda Nisi Ahavitzara. So during the years of Rav Yehuda Nisi, Rav Yehuda Nisi is a grandson to Rav Yehuda Nasi, so there was Sar. So Gazatlas Esrei Tanios Velo E Ane. So he decreed 13 fast days and no answer. So several Mikzetzfe. So at that point in time, he says, "Okay, let's continue." All right, Viter. On another occasion, I'll explain that to you. So the Amar Le Rabbi Ami Hare Amru Ain Matrichan Esasi But Yosem Midai. So Rabbi Ami says, "No." In other words, look, obviously we need, and obviously it's a really, really stressful time, but in other words, how much can you ask the Seber to do? They've already fasted 13 days, right? Monday, Thursday, Monday. In other words, the full complement of what we've been describing this whole parak. Okay, that's enough. Okay. So the, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bered Rabbi Chia Baraba, Rabbi Ami David Lagarmehu David. So, Rabbi Abba makes the following statement, and it is a caustic statement. He says that when Rabbi Ami said that we don't overburden the tzibur, he didn't say that because that was halacha. He said that because he had enough himself. Okay, I admit that's harsh. Okay, but he said it, and okay. So Am Rabbi Chaber Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shana Lo Gshamim. All right, so. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Ami was in fact saying the halacha, and he wasn't saying something that was just self-serving, and he really did feel la halacha that we can only put so much stress and strain on the tzibur, and so therefore the So therefore, 13 is your limit. Now what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to modify. The Gemara quotes B'Shem Rav Yochanan. I'm going to reread that last line. Lo shanu ela l'gishamim. That's talking about where the calamity that we're talking about is rain. Aval shamine perennios, but if we're talking about any other communal calamity, so mit'an v'ochen ad shi'anu min ha-shamayim. So there we don't stop. There we just simply continue. Tanyin amehachi, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, making exactly this point, making exactly this distinction. So when we talked about the series of 3, 3, and 7, so that's for rain. But for any other calamity that befalls the Jewish people, so there, tamshich, you just continue. So the Rabbi Ami. So the Gemara says, okay, now this seems to be going against Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami tonight. So what Rabbi Ami will tell you is that no, it's a machlokas tanaim, the time we learned in a brisa. And goes in Yoser, Mishal Shasrei Tanios al Sibel, if he she'en matrichnes al Sibel, Yoser midai, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, look, there's a limit. Meaning we can ask the Sibel to fast 13 times, but that's it. Rebbe says we can ask for more. And Rishim Gamliel, Omer lo min Hashem huzeh, el min meshiyatzos, manash rivia. And Rishim Gamliel says, no, 13 is the limit, but 13 is the limit because the rainy season is over. So there just simply is no point in continuing. Meaning that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that fundamentally we should continue. It just happens to be that for rain, there's no point in continuing. But what we clearly get out of here between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is that Rebbe basically puts the cap in under all circumstances. 13 is the limit. We can't ask the Tzibur to do more than 13. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, that's something specific to rain. But for any other calamity, there is no cap. There's no limit. And you continue petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we get an answer. Okay. Adkan. Okay, that takes us to the end of the section. In terms of whether there is a limit to the number of fasts that we're going to impose on the community. And what comes out is Machlokas. Machlokas Hamarayim. And as we just learned together, Machlokas Tanayim as well. Shachle b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. So the people living in the city of Ninveh asked the following question to Rebbe. Look, we have a different weather system than that of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, as we've gone over numerous times, it's really been the central point of our Masechta. So there's one rainy season, starts Sukkos, ends at Pesach. Fine. And so therefore, we pray accordingly, instituting additions to the Shemoneh Esrei, like we've been discussing our entire Masechta. Good. Ninveh operates with a different weather pattern and a different seasonal system. And so therefore, should we be davening differently in Ninveh? Heichi na'aved, ki yechidim daminan, o kerabin daminan. So should we daven like individuals or like a tzibur? And to clarify, ki yechidim daminan v'shamei tefillah, so should we daven like individuals, meaning that when you have an individual request of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't make an addition to your Shemoneh Esrei, you insert the petition in Shomea Tefillah. Shomea Tefillah is now your opening to ask for individual needs. So the city of Ninveh asked Rebbe, are we like individuals? Oh, kirabin daminan, or maybe no. Maybe we're like a community. Ubibirchas Hashanim. And so therefore, maybe we should make the formal request of rain in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, in the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, even though it's not the right zman. But the only reason why it's not the right zman is for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. But for us in Ninveh, we need rain now. So how do we treat ourselves, like an individual, like a community? So what is the question predicated on? So the Gemara doesn't really clarify. Now, it could very well be that it's predicated on the fact that maybe there are no communities outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's a little bit of a difficult shot because we learned together that the time to start your Saint Talamat Levracha in Bavel is different, is charted differently than that in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a little bit of a difficult pshat. So maybe the pshat is, and again, I'm speculating right now. It's not wild speculation, but still speculating. So maybe the pshat is that they just simply did not have this really large, big community in Ninveh. Maybe in Ninveh, so it was, well, you know, the way we would describe it is like really out of town. Okay, okay. So,
in Bavel, they didn't need the rain as much because they had the rivers.
Point well taken. But the Gemara's question over here is that when they do need rain in Ninveh, so are they petitioning Kadosh Baruch Hu like a community or like individuals.
Wednesday has the same climate as Florida, obviously, because of the summer rain.
Okay, could be. Right? It could be. Remember, I quoted the Rush much earlier in the Masechta. I forgot when. It doesn't matter. The Rush in the first parak of Tanis, which we happen to still be in. So the Rush himself wondered that maybe we should be operating on a different schedule. The Rush lived originally in France, eventually ran to Spain. So the he became the Rav of his Sephardic community. So the but he noted that in Europe, in Eastern Europe, sorry, in Western Europe, so the climates were different. And so he opened up the question, right? He wasn't sure, but he opened up the question. So maybe we should operate with a different schedule. Okay, so this question the Gemara is asking over here, the members of Nineveh, so the Rush was asking a similar type question as well, obviously much later. Anyway, Shalach Lehu Ki Yechidim Damisu V'Shomei Tefillah. So Rebbe's answer, really clear. Right now, you people are individuals. Therefore, of course, petition for rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not formally in the bracha of the Saint Talamatar, but rather ad in Shomei Tefillah. In other words, individuals. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Imasa Bezman, Shashanim, Ketek Nam Yisrael, Shurin Allah, Imasa Bezman, V'Ava Bezman, Ezeh, Hakol Lefi Hashanim, Hakol Lefi Hamakomos, Hakol Lefi Hazman. So in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that when we're no longer in Eretz Yisrael, and when we're scattered all over the world, so when do we ask for rain? Talui, depends. Where you are, when the rain is expected, when the rain is needed. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So now, and it sounds like that he's saying that you're going to tailor make Shmoneh Esrei with the addition of the Saint Talamat Levracha based on wherever you're living and the needs of that community.
Local climate.
And that obviously goes against what Rebbe taught. So Amar Le Masisan Ramisa led the Rebbe. Rebbe Tanu Upalik. So the Gemara says, okay, great. I'm glad you quoted a Braisa. Okay, good, you quoted a Braisa. Rebbe's a Tana. Rebbe is entitled to an opinion. A Braisa is going against Rebbe's opinion. Okay, so what I would say to you is, good. A Braisa is going against Rebbe's position. But Rebbe's a Tana, totally entitled to an opinion, totally entitled to argue with a Braisa. My Havi Allah, Rav Nachman Amar B'Birchas Hashan, Rav Shesh Amar B'Shomei Tefillah, V'Hilchasa B'Shomei Tefillah. Second time today, the Gemara would like a conclusion. Second time today, the Gemara then, after asking for a conclusion, notes that Samachlok is Amarayim. And then a second time today, the Gemara also arrives at a conclusion, which is that when you are living in a different location and you are in need of rain at another time of the year, so you're not a tzibur, you're like a yachid, and so insert in Shomei Tefillah, but don't formally petition it in the bracha of the Saint Talamat Levracha, outside of the parameters that we learned in the course of our parak over here. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Let's do a little bit more. I don't think we're going to finish the parak today, but certainly let's not fall behind. Okay, now, during round number 3, so the stores are going to be closed. Monday, they can be opened up towards the evening, right? Matin. Matin means that you're not going to open the doors all the way, right? If you can, by the way, it's just the image works well for me, right? You're walking through the airports late at night, and you see that the gates are not all the way down, but halfway down. Okay, that's a modern reference of what matin means. Right, basically, like we are closing. In this particular case, it's kind of like it's a little bit the opposite. Meaning, look, it's we're in round number 3. The stores are closed, but Monday night, you know, people want to break fast. People are going to need to buy food. So what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to, as it starts getting dark, open the doors a little bit. That's matin. Okay. Obviously, people are going to be able to get into the store. And people are going to be able to buy food. I think it's a little bit more symbolic. It's basically, look, right, Bekoshi, we're opening up the stores, but towards the evening. And then on Thursday, so they could be open, Kol Hayom Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. So the Gemara over here is a really technical question, but that's what the Gemara does. The Gemara asks technical questions. So the question is like this. On Monday, we know what the protocol is. It's very clear. Keep the store closed. Towards the evening, open the doors, but not wide open. Okay, that part's clear. Now we move to Thursday. Certainly the store is opened all Thursday. Again, Kavod HaShabbos. People need to make Shabbos. People need to buy food for Shabbos. For Thursday, is it a partial opening of the doors or is it a full opening of the doors? Otherwise stated, when the Mishnah used the word matin, was it modifying Monday and Thursday or was it just modifying Monday but not Thursday? Okay, Tashma, Ditanya. So the Gemara says, good, I have a Braisa, the Braisa is going to tell us. The Braisa says, B'sheni matin ad erev. Uvechamisha postin kol yam kulam imnei kavod haShabbos. On Monday, so as it starts getting towards the evening, open the doors a little bit. On Thursday, postin kol yam kulam. Okay, so the word Pesach means that you open up the doors wide. Meaning, this Braisa is much clearer than our Mishnah. On Thursday, the doors are open. Hayulo shnei Pesachim posech echa v'nol echad. Hayulo itzaba keneged pescho posech v'kedarko v'ena choshesh. Okay, and then just two other points in the Braisa. Let's say there are two doorways, so open up one, not both doorways. If let's say you have some sort of, an itzaba is basically like, almost like a pillar in front of the doorway, right? Sometimes in like a Mei Sha'arim, you get a little bit of this, right? There, in other words, to create some sort of buffer between the storefront and the street. So you have like, kind of like these like bumpers, these like, right, whatever. Some sort of bumpers in the front. So the Gemara over here says that, look, if your store already has basically a, almost like a natural buffer, so then you're fine. Then you can open your doors because there's already some sort of occlusion of the front door. Anyway, what comes out over here on the Bryce is that on Thursday you can open the doors. On Thursday. Good. Avru Eila V'lonanu Mematim 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 V'vinyan Uve Netiyah. Now, Rachmanus. Okay, so we just did three rounds of fasting. Right, rounds 1, 2, and 3. Rounds 1 and 2 are 3 days of Monday, Thursday, Monday. Round 3 are 7 days of Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, followed then by another presumably Monday. So the, I'm not sure about that seventh. Anyway, and what comes out over here is that, and Akash Baruch Hu has not answered us, so Rachmanis, so what do you do? So, again, we've capped the fast days, no more fast days for the Tzibur. Again, for other calamities, we debated in today's daf whether we're going to continue with fasting, but for the rain, that's it. However, being that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu has declined our petitions, so now basically we know that we're not in the best of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that express itself? So the Mishnah taught us that we reduce business activity and we don't build. So the Gemara now is going to be quoting a Braisa. So the Braisa is going to be modifying these points. Tana. Bibinyan binyan shel simcha. Netiya netiya shel simcha. So when we're talking about curtailing, building, and planting, it means things that give us joy. Meaning, if you have to, if something's broken, you have to fix it, that you could do. Right? You need a place to live, that's fine. We're talking about building that brings us joy. That needs a little better qualification. The Gemara does exactly that. So to build a house for your son and his wedding. Now, it could be talking about building a wedding hall. Could be talking about building his, you know, the first home, right? Or maybe it's a combination of the two. Anyway, the base chasnos, right? That's a simcha. Right? A tree for the kings, right? Some sort of joyous tree that was planted for the kings. Obviously, this is just decorative. It's ceremonial. That's something that should not be done during this time period. Uvishayla Shalom, people should not be greeting each other. Again, as we now know that we are on the outs with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship is frayed. So one should not be greeting one another. So Tan Rabbanan Chaverim Ein Shayla Shalom Beineim. Now, as far as people who are knowledgeable, so they know not to say Shalom Aleichem to one another. Am Me Ha'arish Shalom. So let's say the person's an Amaretz, just simply not knowledgeable, did not receive an education. So Machzirin Lahem B'Safa Rapa, so they're going to say hello to you. So what should you do? You shouldn't ignore them. So you should respond with a lower volume. Uve Kovid Rosh, and with seriousness, meaning, right, all the joy has been reduced. So on one hand, don't ignore. On the other hand, right, keep to the mood of the day. So v'hein mesatmim v'yoshim ka'avelim chamunudim kivnei adam nezufi l'makom achirachim v'aleim v'nashamayim. And they are going to be wrapped up and like an avel, right? Excommunicated from others, and in this case, excommunicated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us rachmanus. This is a good place to stop. In fact, this is where we're going to stop. Okay, good. Let's quickly recap. Let's review our daf today. Okay, number one, an individual fasting, and he's davening his Shemoneh Esrei, his private Shemoneh Esrei. So he's going to be recognizing it's a fast day. He's going to be saying Aneinu. The question becomes, what part of the Shemoneh Esrei? Is the individual going to be adding a bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei between Geula and Refa'inu? Or is he just simply going to add a paragraph in Aneinu? A lengthy discussion in the Gemara, back and forth, in terms of which one is more appropriate. Gemara's conclusion, for the individual davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's inserting Aneinu in Shomea Tfila. That was topic number one. Topic number two, women who are nursing and who are either nursing or pregnant. So do they participate in these fast days? And the answer is, for rounds one and three, no. And for round two, yes. And we discussed svaras in terms of why that should be. Our next discussion today is that for round number three, we're going to be introducing the closing of the stores and Masriyan. What does that mean, Masriyan? So the Gemara gives two interpretations of what that means. Either we're going to be adding Slichos or we're going to be adding Shofar. The Gemara ends up concluding, everyone agrees that we're blowing Shofar. And seemingly, right, again, I'm giving a simple Peshat in our Gemara today. It is Rashi's Peshat. The Shofar is going to be blown during the Shliach Sibor's additional six brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Six additional brachas are added to Shemoneh Esrei. That is upcoming in our Masechta. We haven't learned that yet formally. But during each one of the six brachas, we're going to be blowing Shofar. And the way Rashi presents it, for each of the brachas, you're going to be blowing Tekiah, Tshuah, Tekiah, which means that 18 blasts are going to be blown on these last series of fast days. Good. During the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nisia, so they imposed a fast day. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not answer. Should we impose more fast days? His answer was very clear. No, that's it. We kept the amount of fast days. The question becomes, for other calamities, not rain related, but other calamities, do we cap the fast days? Machlokas between the Tanayim, machlokas between the Amorayim. Okay. The people of the city of Nineveh, so they wanted to know, they have a different weather system. So should they adjust their Shemoneh Esrei accordingly? The question was posed to Rebbe. Rebbe said, no. You can certainly ask for rain, but not as a tzibur, as individuals. In your Shomei Tefillah, you're going to ask for rain, but not during the bracha of Birchas Hashanah. Okay. And that was Gemara's conclusion over there. And then our last discussions today, just wrapping up the review, is that during the last series of fast days, we're closing the stores. Certainly Monday, we're closing it. And even when opening at the end of Monday, a partial opening. Is that true for Thursday as well? Gemara says no. For Thursday, it's a full opening of the store because, again, covered Shabbos, people have to buy food for Shabbos. And then during this period of time where we went through the fast days unanswered, so the Gemara says is that we're going to be reducing the amount of construction, the amount of planting, but the Gemara limits that only to construction, which is Simcha, planting, which is Simcha, and no She'ela Shalom. In other words, people do not greet one another during this time period where clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demonstrated displeasure to the Jewish people.